Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time. Only at Whole Foods Market.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak.
Yes, that Kevin Pollak.
But that,
yes, I do pronounce it tomato.
And if you were born and raised in these formerly United States, and you ever hear someone say tomato, never stop making this sound in front of their face. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order. Let's quickly check in with Craig Kakowski for his 2022 Valentine's wrap-up report. Cacao?
Oh, my wife, Carla, and I had a very romantic Valentine's Day. We went to the movies for the first time in 2 years. And there was a bunch of teenagers there who, I guess, were not in school. This was like 2 o'clock on a Tuesday. And they were talking constantly through the movie. So we moved back toward the back row and saw a couple just fully having sex.
Oh, what movie theater was this at?
This is at the AMC Americana in Glendale, California. And so then we moved back to our previous seats to tolerate the talking teenagers rather than the fucking teenagers.
Was there a moment where you thought about capturing it on your iPhone?
Not at all. not even for a moment. And then we went to Shake Shack.
Yes.
That is romantic.
It is romantic.
Mm. Well, so there was sex involved in your Valentine's, and that's the good news.
Sex between two buns. Your favorite kind, Kevin.
I'm your backdoor baby. Hey, there's Chris Alvarado, Silly Surfer. Fill in the blank, please. When I remember my dreams, they're usually about blank.
How I should be doing better for my family.
You do not dream about punishing yourself like that.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yeah, I just had a dream last night. I was thinking of calling my dad this morning, but then I was like, I don't need to like send any like bad or sad vibes into the universe. But last night it was like a dream where he was at like a screen door and I was like letting him down somehow.
You're letting him down through the screen door though.
Yeah, like there's a conversation of sorts. And
Yeah, no.
I will say somebody recently wrote into us as I was just kind of looking through some suggestions. And this, I forget his name right now, but it's in our queue. He was like, hey dude, stop putting yourself down. It's fucking whack. Like not even like you're good or like love yourself. It's fucking and he used to use whack.
What a great spirit lifter and inspiration. Stop. It's whack.
One last thing, if I may, Craig. Oh, yes, you did see it. Okay. I saw that our friend David Burke, D. Burke Illustration, did a Craigslist drawing. It looks really cool.
That's awesome.
It looks really cool. So just a quick shout out to D. Burke, David Burke Illustration, for doing such cool work.
Yeah. His hand-drawn animation is pretty whack.
I don't know if you're using that right
now. No, it's the opposite.
No, I think it's shitty. No, I'm kidding. We love David and his work. Look out, it's James Heaney, Jackson, Jameson, Jimmy. What is your favorite time of day and why?
I guess I like anything after about 6 o'clock in the evening. I feel like that's when you can really let loose. It's nighttime. Whatever responsibilities you did or didn't get done during the day, it's too late for that. And you could enjoy yourself until you go to bed.
That's pretty fantastic. Did you come to this late in life, or have you always known this about yourself?
Well, I guess I came to it probably in my 20s. I worked a lot of early shifts that started at like 4:30 in the morning, and then I would come home and nap. But by the time I woke back up around like 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, I was having fun until it was a little later in life.
He was having fun, I think, is the takeaway for everybody. And now, please welcome back Jackie Gonzalez de Ruthe.
Hey there.
Jackie or Jacked, is there a movie you saw 100 times when you were young that you still maybe can't admit is absolute shit?
Oh, that I think is absolute shit?
Well, no, that you can't admit that it is because you saw it when you were young. I noticed this about Jamie. Like, it took her forever to realize, oh, Independence Day really is a horrible movie. But she'd seen it 100 times as a 12-year-old and thought it was great. So have you been able to remove nostalgia from any childhood movie yet?
I don't think so. I think that...
Well, then just give us one of those movies that you love from your youth.
And we'll let you know.
And we'll let you know. Yeah.
I guarantee it's shit.
Father of the Bride Part 2. Fight me on it.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean,
do you?
You're missing from the first one, Martin Short mispronouncing cake. That's the nicest way I can say that. I don't remember the sequel well enough to fight you on this.
Yeah, I don't either.
Well, honestly, it's even better than the first.
Okay, that's never been said, but go ahead.
You get more Martin Short, and who doesn't want more Franck?
Yeah.
They give the people what they want. They give the people a mother and a daughter pregnant at the same time.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's something I know Joey Greer's been waiting for. Yeah.
They give you Eugene Levy. I love it. I've seen it 100 times. I stand by it.
Okay.
And I'll defend it. If I think of one that I can admit is poo, I'll let you know.
Okay, please. And to our wonderful listeners and supporters, feel free to comment on Father of the Bride 2.
With fresh eyes, like, please.
With fresh eyes.
Like,
yeah.
Should we watch the first one first, though?
No. Just the second one, James. I'm sure that sequel is such fan service, servitude of the fan, that you just need to see the second one. And last but may you forever drop the soap thrice when you shower if you think at least it's Joey Greer. Dogleg left knob, why don't you believe in STDs?
I don't believe in sonic transmission devices because I know for a fact that if you're going to transmit something, it's got to be hand-to-hand. I know what you're going to say. It can go up into software. It can go into the net and just pass around, even go through a speaker. Uh-huh. But some hand had to be involved and passing that along, even in the creation of the machine that created in the automated factory, okay? So don't tell me that there isn't a hand involved. There always is.
Thank you for that. Let's do a damn show. All of our scenes and gestures gathered from your listener emails. I made a request last time I was with you for more listener emails, and don't you know, dozens came in. So thank you for that, but do not stop. And I also want to thank the suggestions that come in from our Patreon supporters. Yeah, you bet. In fact, James shot us all in the ass, and we're finally going to make good to our highest level Aquamaniac supporters. We threatened a couple of months ago, at least, to invite a few of you into our Zoom, because that's one of the bonuses you get as the supporter and the Patreon. You get access to the video of the Zoom of what we're doing right now. So, and so we threatened to have a few Aquamaniacs in the Zoom with us. And we are, I believe this coming week, going to lottery select two or three of you and have you in our Zoom next week. So whenever you're listening to this, just know on February 23rd of 2022, I made that announcement. All right, it's official. And go to patreon.com/alchemythis to support there, and thank all of you who do. And send your emails to, of course, alchemythis@gmail.com. That's alchemythis@gmail.com. Scene one comes from patron VIP Sean Garrison, who wrote, "Hello, Alchemy This crew. I've been a listener since day one, but I've never submitted a scene suggestion. Look at this, first time. And I'm not even sure if this is the right place to do it on the Patreon page." Well, clearly it is. Anyway, my scene suggestion is: hip coal miners try to lure in new hires by adding traditional amenities like a ping pong table or maybe a gym. Love you all, Sean.
So this cocktail right here is an infusion of ginger, mezcal, a little bit of lime, salt, right? It's kind of a play on a Paloma, but it's like totally different. The ginger's just gonna...
I just need some water or something.
Water? Yeah, come right up.
Hey, Glenn. Hey, will we have to bring our own shovels?
I think that started last week, yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, look at that one. That one's slimy.
Oh, wow. Slimy. You should give that one a name. Maybe Slimer.
Oh, that's good. Who are you going to call? Oh, yeah. You hear they bringing in some fresh meat?
I did, and I'm excited about it. But I called dibs on the 3rd and the 7th.
I don't know what that means.
You kill me.
Let me get that water, please.
Water!
Come right up.
Fuck. Did you see The Bachelor last night?
Oh, my God. I would say yes to all of them. You know, how does he... How do you change?
I mean, yeah, what's the point of saying no?
I don't know.
I don't think you're really trying to push the drinks. Like, I have a lot of ingredients. We've invested something big. If we don't start getting these guys into these drinks this week, we're probably not going to be invited back.
Dominic, I totally with you. I don't understand. I mean, I'm pushing all the craft cocktails that we were talking about.
But you brought him water.
That's what he asked for.
I don't care what he asked for. Push it. He's not paying for it. The company's paying for it. Get him to drink a Paloma.
I understand that. But I mean, each drink takes me about 15 minutes. So, you know, I can't.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, it doesn't have to have alcohol in it, but use some of this mint. We've chopped up this. I mean, use the ingredients that are going to go bad by the end of the day. Can't you put some mint in some water?
Of course, Dominic. Yes, I'll put mint in the water. Of course.
You don't get it. This is a big opportunity. I've been trying to get into the coal mining space for a long time, and I've got one shot.
I'm not going to ruin this for you, Dominic. I promise. Thank you so much for taking me under your wing. I mean, I don't know how many awards you won in Brooklyn before you came down.
Hey, if this works out, you might have an underling yourself one day.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks. All right. Thanks.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Get out there and get him to drink something fancy.
Boss, I understand that I lost productivity for an hour, but I couldn't get out of the beanbag chair. It was so large. It just almost swallowed me right up.
We're supposed to have 20 barrels of coal.
Right. I understand that I didn't deliver what I usually deliver in a daily quota. However, it's not on me. It's not on me. We used to have tailgate chairs, some camper chairs, and now they're all, you know, huge beanbag chairs. And
you were saying you were stuck in a beanbag for a while.
It was hard for me to get out. Have you ever sat in one of those after 3 hours of backbreaking work, and it's hard. You need a lot of core strength.
Sorry to interrupt, boss. I don't know where you want me to turn in this form, but one of those new hoverboards hit me in the ankle, and I got to take the rest of the day off. Sorry.
A hoverboard?
Yeah. One of those things is they stand on and they lean forward or lean backwards and they zip through the mines.
It's one wheel. It's like a skateboard on one fat wheel.
One fat wheel.
Okay. All right. Well, if you got to leave for the day, take some painkillers from this bowl on your way out.
All right. Well, we'll do. We'll do. Hey, I look forward to seeing you at the avocado toast breakfast.
What the hell is happening?
I don't know. I don't know, but I just, you know, I come here to do my work. She comes here to do her work.
I come here to do my work. I get stuck in the chairs now. That's not on me.
I get hit by one-wheelers.
That's not on him.
Oh, Howard, good. I'm glad I caught you here. And I think everybody's having fun. We've brought a lot of amenities and HR stuff to the mine. How's it working?
Well, we're five barrels short of what we should be for the day.
Yeah.
I got one guy leaving because he hurt an ankle on a hoverboard.
Oh.
And everybody says they're signing up for this app, Social Coastal.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Now, I don't know about how many bags or barrels or lumps of coal you're getting, but what about the quality? Is it better quality?
It's the same goddamn coal we always have.
Oh, okay.
Are you saying, is the work better quality?
Yeah.
Clearly, the answer is no. Answer is no.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know how long you've been on Social Coastal, but you're like my first actual connection.
No, I was on there when it was beta, so.
Oh, wow. Cool. How long ago was that?
That was about 2 quarters ago.
Oh, wow. So, what part of town do you live in?
I live right in the center of Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh. So everybody's working from home still. That's so amazing.
We can do this on Social Coastal. We don't have to talk face-to-face. So,
I mean, I thought it was the healthy alternative.
Well, the healthy alternative actually is to do it digitally.
Well, I mean, yeah. But what about mental health?
Mental health? What do you mean?
I mean, losing physical social contact with other humans seems diametrically opposed to maintaining a healthy mental outlook of life.
Oh my God, I never thought about that.
Hold my hand. Now that's a physical thing you're holding.
I remember this feeling.
Right?
I remember this in your arm, your elbow, your shoulder.
Right? Yeah, I mean, Oh my God.
Those are my testicles. Technically, but
okay.
I'm trying to watch a movie.
Sorry, Jesus. Dude. We haven't been out ever.
Touch him. Touch this man. Touch him.
Take a grab.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the Social Coastal Meetup. This is also a recruitment seminar. Now, I understand some of you are looking to get into the business of coal and coal mining.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is it true that you guys have kombucha on tap?
Give me one sec. Derek, do we got, what's that called again?
Kombucha on tap.
Do we got kombucha on tap?
Yeah, we got the booch.
Is that Anna Delvey? Holy shit, that's Anna Delvey.
So was the answer yes?
Yeah.
Yes, we got that on tap.
Okay.
And will we be allowed to work remotely?
I don't see how that could be Hey, Derek, can we work remotely?
I mean, I'm not up. I'm just doing the HR stuff. I don't have. I don't. I'll talk to Joe. I'll talk to Howard.
Like, sorry, is all the coal in the mines, or you know, can we also like virtually mine virtual coal?
Shit, that's Timothy Chalamet. That's Timothy Chalamet.
Just be cool. Be cool. Be cool.
I've always been in the mine, hands on. Though I do understand there is mining for Bitcoin, and I don't know if that's going. There's going to be crossover in that.
And I also just want to make it clear that I'm just a young person and not an actor researching a role.
Great. Yeah, good. All right.
I love Dune. Dune was sick.
Yeah, that was sick.
There is one concern. It seems like a lot of y'all are driving electric vehicles, and that's going to have to stop. That is one thing we cannot put up with here. So we're going to have all these supercharger stations removed.
I have another question. How often do we have like a social events? Does that happen a lot or not really a lot? Just a little bit.
Is she German? Is she Russian? What's the vibe, man?
Well, what with social cultural being implemented into the workplace, it seems that once a week there will be a mixer event. Now, is if we hit our 20 barrel of coal quota.
And what is the accent you're doing? Is it is it like a West Virginia thing, or is it a pit? I mean, does it sound a little more like this? Or
he's a chameleon. The guy's a chameleon. Yeah.
I just want to get the accent right.
Come here. This accent that you're hearing is from spending 2 decades of my life down there. You see these hands calloused. You see these scars. This ain't no act, son. This is the real deal.
You're ripping my lacy collar.
Sorry. Hey, Derek.
What?
Can I take a break?
All right, I'll try to wrap up this interview.
Timothy, we have everything we got for the Met Gala, so you're going to be coming in this first look here, and then right after that, you're going to be jumping into this fantastic sheer one piece, right? And then finally, going to be revealing a short tuxedo combo that I think you're going to be. What are you doing with those tools, Timothy?
I'm a coal miner.
Okay. So
I can do the thing you're asking me to do, but I am a coal miner who works in the mines.
Right. Timothy, this is huge. Okay. This is the 100th Met Gala. Okay. We need you.
Timothy.
Here's the thing, boss. I didn't sit down in a beanbag chair today.
Okay. That's good.
Okay. But I do understand that my productivity was lowered. The thing is, I can watch Timothée Chalamet cry all day. And the boy started shedding tears. And he's so beautiful. Such a beautiful boy.
Uh-huh.
And I just got sucked in. And I didn't stop him. But I watched him. And I couldn't stop. It was riveting. I didn't know why he was crying. I didn't have to know why he was crying.
I only reluctantly agreed to let him shadow you. But clearly, again, it's hurting productivity.
Boss, sorry to interrupt. I'm so sorry. I got a quick good news, bad news report, like you like to have daily.
Yep. Love it.
Bad news report. We only collected 10 barrels of coal today. Good news report. Mindfulness is through the charts.
Mindfulness.
That is scene one. I love that report. Scene two comes from listener Dave, who wrote, "Hi, Kevin and gang. The most painful feeling in the world is finding a new Alchemy This episode in your podcast feed and then realizing that they still haven't used your scene suggestion. Is that the most painful thing? Been in the queue since last September. Still love you all. Just hurts a little. Guessing it's just got lost in the shuffle. No biggie. Anywho, let's try a new scene suggestion. Hot sauce. Factory. Thanks for the laughs. And chicken is church. Dave."
How many bottles have you packed today, Tim?
Tim. This is my, I'd say,
30. Fuck me, Tim. You've been tasting the product again, haven't you?
Just a tiny taste.
Yep. Yep. You come to me with the numb tongue, and I don't know what else to do. Your brother insisted I hire you. Okay. He's been with us 17 months. You, on the other hand, I'm thinking yesterday was your last day.
I thought that if I numbed my tongue with Novocaine, it wouldn't hurt, but it still burns. Everything, like my cheeks burn.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. 32 bottles I packed into one case.
Okay, these cases hold 24 bottles. So are you putting some upside down? How are we doing this?
That's exactly what I'm doing. I found that if I put it upside down, the arc of the thing, you could butt them up next to each other. That bad?
Well, no, we tried it years ago, and things shatter.
The hell is this? I ordered hot sauce, and I just got like a box full of bean bags. What the hell is this?
I'm just the delivery.
Oh, so I'm not supposed to shoot you? Didn't you check the delivery? Where did you pick this up?
I picked it up. I didn't pick it up anywhere. They gave it to me at work.
Oh, so now it's work's fault. You know, you're a representation. You're an arm, an extension of your work, right? You get that. You're just not someone... like floating thing that just happens to drop things off. That's why everything's going to be automated.
Tommy, why are you yelling at this messenger?
Because we got bean bags instead of hot sauce. I got 60 gallons of chili
that someone's just going to be...
Okay. Tommy, I'm right here. You don't need to yell back into our apartment.
And ma'am, he threatened to shoot me, so I want you to...
It was a figure of speech. It was a figure of speech. I mean, actually, physically, I'm not going to shoot her.
Order up. We got 10 chilies.
Not yet.
I'm really pushing the chili today.
Luke, put those back. Okay, really we don't have hot sauce. You got to put them back. Keep it hot, though, Luke.
And that is why I'm telling you, you can get rid of the workforce, but see more work. Robots, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. I'll take any questions you might have.
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah.
We have different shape boxes than most of our competitors, and I'm wondering, can that be programmed into one of these robots?
You know it can.
Yeah.
These robots can pack, shape, any type of box shape. Cardboard is uh-huh. their specialty. Cardboard okay. is their specialty. Think for every for every 10 employees you have, one robot will take that position. One robot okay. that doesn't talk back. One robot that doesn't need sick days. No HR complaints. Yes.
Follow-up question. Are you in fact a robot?
Any other questions?
Huh.
Are you I gotta double down on that. Are you a robot?
Any other questions?
Oh my God. Isn't it unethical for a robot to try to push robots on humans?
I mean, why is he trying to wipe out the workforce? I don't even...
So we have two models available on the floor. We have a robot and a robit. Both are going to mm-hmm. do what you need. You know, obviously one's going to be a little more expensive. Yeah.
One is the sexy one?
If I can be honest, they're both kind of sexy.
Uh-huh. Do they have portals, if you know what I'm saying?
Like a USB to USB-C? Is that what you're saying?
Nope. Nope, that is not what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm talking about portals for content.
You're talking about butt cheeks.
Okay.
You know, there's some modifications that can be made, if you understand.
Okay. Something. Yeah, but it's not the actual cheeks I'm so interested in.
I just do want to say this is hard titanium. I wouldn't want to stick anything in there.
Breaking good news, bad news, and good news, the AI front has been skyrocketing. All those who have stocks in AI are in good form today. Bad news, the robots and robits are quite sexy, and a lot of men's dicks are getting electrocuted off, and it is just electrocuting straight off.
That does sound like bad news, Janet.
Beverly, I'm so sorry, but we're just not getting the numbers on the YouTube channel. Watch Mojo is just crushing us on these little kind of infomercial kind of style, and we're just gonna have to pivot. I'm sorry.
What? Okay. So
What does that mean?
We're going automated. We're gonna go automated.
Okay, so we're gonna do automated things, Janet and I.
No,
you're Janet. I'm Beverly.
This is kind of the reason why Watch Mojo is crushing. Janet, you're Janet, and Beverly is Beverly. You know that, right? Janet.
Okay.
You're Janet.
I don't think they're getting your point, Carl. Perhaps I could offer up a better, cleaner explanation.
Who is this?
This is Cypress.
I'm Cypress 1000. Pleasure to meet both of your acquaintances.
Look at those butt cheeks.
They're silicone implants. Just don't make it. Please.
Why are those necessary?
Beverly, please. All
touch
right?
one.
Look, I gotta be honest. I don't think this is ethical. Okay, I'm a dentist. I don't just hand out Novocaine willy-nilly. But I know your brother.
You
don't have to explain. I'm just saying.
It's a workplace danger that I need have this to explain. Novocaine for.
I'm just saying, this can't come back to me.
It won't.
I've known your brother for 17 months now. I mean, that guy is true blue. You know uh-huh. what I mean? And he vouches uh-huh. for you.
Hey, we never traced it back to you when we got busted with the nitrous tank, did we?
You did not.
No.
You did not?
Give me that Novocaine.
All right. Do you want topical like you got last time, or do you want that
injection? Well, what I'd like you to do is put the topical on first so I don't... It's not so painful with the injection.
What are you, a dentist?
I've been to one or two.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll just put on my tongue.
Okay. Uh-huh. There you go. There you go. Oh, that's good. All right. Now, this won't hurt as much as it...
I know.
Here we go. And...
I don't feel anything.
All right, everyone, thanks for coming to the shop floor just for a second, and we'll get right back to it. So we've just implemented some new kind of technology. We don't want to automate, obviously. We want to keep everyone here. But we do have a pain sensor that's going to be attached to everyone's tongue. So based on that receptor, we'll just know exactly you know how little or much, whatever everyone's able to deal with. So everyone just kind of attach it on there, and the sensor will naturally just send a little shock.
It just snaps right in?
Just snaps right in. It shouldn't feel that awkward. And you'll just feel a light tremor, a light shock that's just going to go in. And
ow!
All right. Well, that's your pain.
I'm feeling more than a light tremor.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, then that just make sure to press that.
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot of pain.
All right. If we're feeling a lot of pain, then just press that button and then...
Did I put the sensor in correctly?
Hmm?
Did I put the sensor in correctly?
Did you put the scissors in correctly?
The scissors.
That's what I'm hearing.
She's trying to say the sensor. Please excuse Janet. I'm Janet. Excuse Janet, okay?
Well, that's Beverly. That's Beverly. Are you Janet?
I'm Beverly.
That's Beverly. Benderly?
Beverly.
Beverly. Okay.
I'm not putting this in my mouth because what does that have to do with selling couches?
I don't think I can take it out of my mouth.
Yeah. Me
either. This is a hot sauce couch and cardboard factory. We do a lot of different things and we don't want those things to bleed to you.
Attention workers, please exit the building. You no longer have a job.
Okay. Well, there it is. What was that?
Take the thing out of your mouth, Beverly.
I can't take it out of my mouth.
All right. Well, this is it, I guess.
I'd like to see a doctor about a private matter to do with a private part.
Okay. Just fill out a couple of forms for me, please. And then just between the two of us, do you want to tell me what?
Somehow, I don't know. Uh-huh. My penis got burnt. It got like burnt.
Who's that?
You know, this is a coworker of mine,
and he enjoys your pain, that sort of thing.
I mean, it was one of those classic comedy Xerox kind of things without the Xerox machine, and it's not your butt cheeks. Uh-huh. It's listen, just get me into a doctor.
Tell her one more time what happened.
Yeah, tell me. I don't want to say it out loud.
Right, but it'll feel better.
There was silicone bud on the robot, and I put my penis in the robot, and apparently that the silicone was just for you, and now I got an electrical burn on my cock. Shut up.
That scene too. Yeah, I was going to say that scene too. Yeah. If anyone's going to enjoy cockburn that much, we're going to end the scene.
It's pronounced Coburn. Coburn.
Scene 3 comes from Patreon VIP Andy Montoya, who wrote, "Hola to anyone and everyone. I was hoping to get a scene suggestion in early enough in time for my birthday in late March. So if this makes it in and it's around the 27th, happy birthday to me. Hopefully being 30 is the new 20. Huh. Anyway, here is the scene. The first people on Mars. Thanks and take care." All right, so who got the strawberries and who got the bananas? Just a quick show of hands on the strawberries.
Strawberries.
Oh, okay.
I had a strawberry banana.
Okay, good. Good. So only one of you got strawberry and banana. So though, you, sir, who did, please step forward and tell us your name.
Ted.
That's Ted.
Ted.
That's
Ted. Say hello to Ted, everyone.
We know Ted.
We've been on
we
this.
Know, okay. That's Ted.
We've been here for a year and a half.
I want you to say goodbye to Ted because he's going to step out first onto the planet's surface.
Oh my God!
With no equipment? What are you talking about? What's going on?
This is just based on my smoothie order.
Oh, so thankful I don't have bananas.
It's a goodbye.
This is great.
Well, after traveling as many light years as you did to get to Mars, we thought, what is the least obvious way to decide who's going to step first? And we were suggested smoothie. So,
I mean, I was given three options.
Right.
And why would you get just a banana smoothie
or just
a strawberry smoothie
when you can get
a strawberry banana?
Send a robot out to check the surface before him.
I like the robot. It serves a lot of purposes on the
ship. Yeah, we did several groups on this very topic, and it turns out the robot was much more popular than 71% of you.
Yeah, we all like the robot, but the robot, it's not organic. It's not going to die. It's not going to be crushed by the pressure. It doesn't need oxygen.
Excuse me, coming through. Robot coming through.
Hey.
Hey, Tom.
Pardon me. Hi. Hi.
I don't know if you heard, Tom, it's been suggested that you go out first instead of one of us because of concerns of the atmosphere.
Okay, what about Ted?
Yeah, see?
Who said me?
I did.
I don't want to name names.
Ryan. Oh, Ryan did. Oh, Ryan. Big surprise. Oh, do we have any guesses as to why Ryan would say I should go first? Anybody?
Because you're not organic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because that broke his heart.
Okay, let's turn this into a group. I mean, it makes sense. Let's get all this out. Ryan, do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I do. Love is something that is very fragile and needs to be handled with human hands and human care.
Okay, don't talk like something you read. Tell us what you're feeling.
Is that better for you if I just do that?
That is. I mean, it's more authentic.
Great.
It's more organic. To use your words over and over and over.
You know what, Ted? I tried. There it is. All right.
Look, I can just go out. It's
thank
fine.
Thank you.
We all trained and planned for this. Here we are on Mars. We expected at some point we'd have to hit the surface of Mars. I was just thrown because now it feels like the smoothie thing was a ruse, like that I'm not going to get a smoothie.
Is there smoothies available or no?
No smoothies. What? Sorry. But by the way, only because the machine is down. There's going to be plenty of smoothies once we fix it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is just like McDonald's ice cream machine. No, it's never going to start working again. You're not going to fix it. We don't have any...
It's going to take so long for the mechanic to get here from Earth to fix that dang machine.
Connie, you're the onboard mechanic. So can we stop pointing fingers elsewhere?
I am the ship's mechanic, yes. But I can't just fix anything. I've never worked with smoothie machines before.
They're more complicated than a ship.
I do feel like I lost a lot of potassium during the deep sleep.
What the hell is Jonas doing? Where's Jonas?
He's enjoying his smoothie.
What smoothie?
I'm with the robot.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. That's not a smoothie. Oh, that's the robot's penis. I didn't.
Why does it have a penis? It's not necessary.
Okay, Martians. One of us has to go approach that
vessel. Are you a cop?
That is.
You have to say if you're a cop.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know I'm not a cop. I'm your brother-in-law. Because I told on you once, that doesn't make me a narc. I was doing it for your own safety, your own good. I was worried about you. I care. Now, the vessel. One of us has to approach the vessel.
Well, we have a protocol in place for this. We'd agreed years ago who approaches the vessel first.
Okay, so shall we?
It sounds like you're a cop. You started talking like us, and then you dropped it. It sounds like you're a cop.
It does sound like you're a cop. And I think that if you want to protect so much, go talk to the vessel.
Okay, perhaps I should. Maybe because I'm adapting to the way they speak so that this...
How do you know how they speak? It's just a vessel. No one has emerged.
I was told there would be smoothies.
Okay, but if I was a cop, how would I know... Why would my tone change? My rhythm speech change? What does that have to do with law enforcement?
We don't know because we're not cops.
I'm not a cop.
Can I get Klee Klunk and Scooge in my smoothie?
It was just a test. There are no smoothies.
There are no smoothies?
Nope.
He lied to us.
But I need Scooge.
We all like Scooge. There is none.
Well, there might be on that vessel.
Oh, that you think that they brought Scooge from Earth?
Perhaps.
Unlikely.
How do you know where they're from?
Are you a cop?
Are you a cop?
Are you a cop?
You're a cop.
Are you a cop?
Wait, are you asking me if I'm a cop?
You have to tell us if you're a cop.
I'm asking you if you're a cop.
I'm not a cop.
You have to say it if you are.
The only person here who is a cop is my brother-in-law.
Before you go, I just want to let you know that spending the past 3 years with you in cryo and then year and a half with you thawed out has been really special for me.
For me too.
Earth was like rough for me.
Yeah.
So this has been quite the relief.
Well, this is the moment we trained for, and the hopefully these suits, the pressure that they programmed it for is that we made the calculations right.
If it doesn't work and you are evaporated immediately into the atmosphere, go knowing that I think about kissing you at night.
What?
In the daytime, I'm thinking about my work. And I'm getting, you know, and I'm getting shit done around the spaceship. But at night, I don't know. That's how I fall asleep. That's how I fall asleep.
Oh, my God. The dreams that I had during cryo were all about you. Like, I don't know. Do you think we were in each other's dreams?
That's wild. That's like meant to be.
Ted, you gotta go. You gotta go.
Okay. All right. You guys don't have to listen to this, by the way.
Should we party or something before we go to the vessel?
Who says party?
I mean, anybody got the good stuff?
What should we party with? And how would one acquire the good stuff?
I think your brother-in-law has a cop friend.
I do agree. He did leave for 15 Cormacs to come back to then just speak like us again.
That's all it takes.
We just are looking for a good time. It's a stressful moment for our civilization, as you know. There's a vessel.
For the cop state of our civilization. Yes, it is.
Maybe a good time is at the vessel.
Hmm. Do you have intel?
No.
You don't think perhaps that vessel is carrying 2 quartons of slicks?
I don't know what is on the vessel, but you seem to think it's from Earth.
Slicks? Anybody? Anybody here have any slicks? Huh? Looking for some slicks.
Those are illegal.
Right.
I know a guy who could get you some slicks.
Wait, what?
How much are we talking?
Do you really have a hookup for slicks?
I do have a hookup for slicks.
All right.
We're all friends here. Cool. Yeah. We're all friends. You are cool.
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 These guys are pretty cool, actually. I'll take 2 slicks.
So you would like to purchase 2 slicks?
Are you a cop?
Oh, yeah. Are you a cop?
Are you a cop?
No, I'm not a cop. 2 slicks, please.
2 slicks. Freeze, motherfucker.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Oh, oh, my God.
You are a cop.
I am a cop.
Freeze. You freeze. You freeze.
Wait, you're a cop?
Yeah, I'm a cop.
He is a cop.
Are we all cops? Are we all cops? Are you a cop?
I am a cop.
I am a cop. Oh, yeah.
No, it sounds like you're not a cop.
You are not a cop. If you're not a cop, you have to tell us you are not a cop.
Oh, I'm not a cop.
Okay.
Okay, you are busted for intent to purchase slicks.
But instead of going to lockdown, you can approach the vessel instead.
Oh.
Or you can start mining right now.
I'll approach the vessel.
Very well. And hey, for your troubles, here's some slicks.
All right. Okay, friends. It's been a pleasure.
You got this, man.
Serving with all of you, but particularly you.
Thank you.
Lindsay.
Thank you.
Oh.
No. Oh, obviously, it's Lindsay, not you.
I'm a robot.
Open the door. Okay.
Bye, bye, bye.
I'm entering the depressurized compartment. Depressurization complete. Open the door into Mars atmosphere. Oh, God, there is a Martian here. There is a full-on Martian. Oh, God, how do I describe it? It's somehow...
Use the translator! Use the translator!
Oh, great. Activating translator.
Are you a cop?
Am I a cop?
That is scene 3. That is our show. Oh, my goodness. Everybody wins. Our first connection with Martians, and they think we're the fuzz. Let's thank all of our alchemists, shall we? In no particular order, starting with Jackie Gonzalez de Ruthe.
Well, thank you. It's always such a fun time to be here with you guys.
Is there anything you would like folks to know outside of what's happening in this very moment?
Do you
have something to tell us? Let me rephrase.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, follow me at Jackie de Ruthe. My husband and I made a short. It will be in a short festival that's virtual, which is like, but it's also great because anyone can watch it as part of the festival. And we'll host, you know, the links in our bios and more info as we get it.
Oh, well, congrats. That's very exciting.
Thank you.
Yeah. Chris Alvarado?
Just feeling good. I surfed with Jackie's husband the other day. That guy's got a low stance. Really low stance.
We were just, his knees fucked up because of how low, his squat is too low. His knees are tracking over his toes. It's unhealthy.
It's too low. Well, I don't want to say too low because I'm not good enough to like actually give any notes, but like that guy stays low on the board. Also, in case I hear this 40 years from now, I'm feeling good. I'm back to working out. So I'm a little sore, but it's that good sore. And I feel my energy kind of pumping up. So life is good.
If anyone hears this before March 6th and you're in the greater Los Angeles area, I guess we should mention that some of us will be at the West Side Comedy Theater for another live show.
Hell yeah.
There's a chance this will drop before that. So head on over. We'd love to see you. Come on up and ask Craig what the deal is. And thank you, Chris. James Heaney?
I would like to point people to, I wish I would have written down the number of the episode, but I watched the most incredible chat show with you, Kevin Pollak, and it was with Ivan Reitman. I think that's how you pronounce his name. Yes. I was embarrassed at the beginning because I didn't really know anything more than just his name attached. I didn't know anything about him. Didn't know. That was one of the best interviews I've ever seen in my life. And taught me so much about what was going on in the history of comedy that I didn't know I needed to be so thankful for. So I would say search that chat show and watch it. It's just incredible. I think it's like episode 130 something.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah, it's all over YouTube. Any search you, Kevin Pollak chat show, you'll find Ivan Reitman. And about 400 interviews. But yes, we just did lose Ivan Reitman not too long before this particular gathering. And a few people tweeted that particular interview. And I remember his wife once said to me in private that he had said it was his favorite interview. You know, it's just those little things where you know someone has been talked at and talked with a billion times. And so that felt super good when you, James, mentioned to me personally in a text that you had just caught it. So thanks for mentioning
that. It felt like I was watching an autobiography, not to take away from like your piece of that puzzle was amazing, I felt like I learned almost his life story. It was incredible. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah. Well, those are the best ones when the person just opens it all wide up. Speaking of which, Joey Greer, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Check out, if you really want to get some intel, want to know a little bit more about us, check out Alchemy This on Instagram. Sometimes we do some lives. We get out there. Some of y'all pop in. If you've been a part of it, you know what goes down. James will inevitably tell us some deep, dark secret of his. So that's something to check out. And also, we're talking about things to check out. Check out Gamefront on YouTube.
Oh!
Don't be afraid. Be very afraid. And thank you, Craig.
Thank you, Kevin. By my calculations, this episode will drop on March 8th. So that show on March 6th was fantastic. It's in the past. It's in the past.
All right. Well, I'll goose Mr. Doug Boom to try to get this out before that. But yeah, check out the West Side Comedy Theater calendar for upcoming shows. Apparently, we're possibly back to being there once a month live. And let's thank our producer and engineer of the stars, Mr. Doug Boom. The fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, thanking each and every damn one of you for listening, caring, thinking, writing reviews, telling everyone you've ever met. And please write to us more however you do that. We just absolutely thrive on your communiques. So thank you. Be kind to each other. It's the easiest route. Until next time.
Alchemy.
Are you a cop?